many of those that are now over 60 and to 70 were the ones who were attended the resident school, and they were the ones who were born when the missionaries were so plentiful in the James Bay Lowland. Okay. And for that reason, they did not wish to be recorded by a recording machine, and they also did not want to be recorded in paper, but have allowed me to say their words, have allowed me to write the words they have spoken, but to remain anonymous because they do not want to put their names on paper. The question was simple. All it asked was the shamanism a church amongst the Omosquito people? Some laugh ridiculously at my question at times, and some make jokes about it. And after this initial icebreak period, they come down to see how serious I am questioning. It requires at times to sit down for half hour to open their minds, understanding the reason why I'm asking such question. It was only then, after preparing them to answer my question, that they were able to do the best to answer my question of their own, from their own opinion. And those groups that are much elder or are over 80, 84, even up to 100, these also were very careful what how to answer my question. Those who did, those I have approached without a direct question, but simply ask, what was the Mi'kdaewin? What was the First Nation belief and practice? Was it the holy thing? Was it the spiritual thing? Some say no. Some of those who have joined and embrace Christianity simply condemn the act of the First Nations before the European, just like as they had been thought by the Christian conversion. So they say, no, it is not a church, it's not even a positive thing. It is very seldom any good. So it was very hard to get the straight answer from any group. And those who were born in 1930 and after, these are the group who have simply put to resident school when they're 5 year old. They simply did not quite understand the legends that were told to us when we were just the small kids, and then we were shipped into the resident school, including me. And for 3 years or so, when you are put in a resident school, all this opportunity to listen to the elders about the legends and other stories containing their culture and spiritual nature were denied and was not foreign subject by the time those group of people get out from the resident school. That is the fact. And those of us who are now 68, those of us who have attended resident school in 1940, we are now totally far from understanding what this traditional spiritual belief and practices were. We have been stemmed in our mind these things were spiritually evil, as the missionaries called it, the demon's work, the devil's work. And that is the way we had been told about the subject. And it, therefore, it's very hard to ask these age group of who were born 1930, who had went to resident school for 3 or more years, they do not know anything about this, to truly explain or to understand what it was. And that's what makes it very difficult to interview today's elders about the subject, because they have been totally and thoroughly brainwashed from their own culture point of view.